Hello and welcome into the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Scott Petzl, president of Metallic Minerals. The ticker symbol for Metallic Minerals is MMG on the TSXV, and on the OTCQB, it's MMNGF. Scott, it's great having you on the show just to talk to you about all the work you're doing at Metallic Minerals. But just out of the gate, I wanted to ask you your thoughts or just your reflections on your neighbors, Alexco, being taken over by Hecla Mining. That news came out yesterday. I think it caught a lot of people by surprise. Many people saw that as a net positive for the district that you're operating in, and that a major producer of silver and gold, North America's largest producer of silver and gold, actually, Hecla Mining, is coming in and acquiring Alexco Resources. It seems like a pretty accretive deal at this point for people that have bought recently. I know some long-term Alexco shareholders may not be happy with the takeout it is, but that's the market we're in, Scott. But it's a net positive to see a larger producer come into the district and see value in the area you're operating in. So what are your initial thoughts on this transaction being announced?
First of all, we really have to applaud and congratulate Alexco on the work that they've done over the last 10 to 12 years in identifying in the Keno Silver District over 120 million ounces of reserves and resources. It's a fantastic bit of work to fight through all the things that we had to go through in the last decade for them to be able to get the property into production and to be at this stage. And while they may not have seen the overall value that they would have liked to have returned from their efforts, it really is still a positive for Metallic Minerals to have a Hecla coming into the district with their depth and experience in the silver industry, and clearly demonstrates that they recognize the Keno Silver District as very important to their portfolio. It brings an additional 20% expansion to their reserves and resources, or more than 20%, and it really underpins the value of significant investment in exploration across the district.
Absolutely, Scott. And I think that the work Alexco did was already on solid footing over the last decade plus, but they also, in the recent years, had really made some headway with the Flame and Moth deposit, the Birmingham Deep, pulling out some what you'd have to call bonanza grade silver grades, and really did a great job expanding the resources. So from exploration to development, it really put things on the map, and it just shows that these are the kind of assets that major producers are interested in. So I guess I have to ask you and put you on the spot for just a moment, Scott. You know, when you see something like this, and then you look at what you're doing with Metallic Minerals, what is the longer term game plan you have? Would it be something where you'd like to partner with Hecla because they would have the capacity to increase the mill if they wanted to, and the financial wherewithal and experience to do so, or they could do toll milling with you? Or are you more interested in possibly partnering up with a different larger producer that may be looking to get in this area and building your own mill? What is the longer term vision for the company, Scott?
Well, stated simply, I think we're going to be opportunistic. You know, we have to do what's best for our shareholders. And the introduction of Hecla into the district gives us much more flexibility and opportunity with respect to, say, as you mentioned, toll milling or takeover, you know, or sale of assets, those kinds of things. But really, we're going to do what is best for our shareholders in the moment and continue to apply our expertise and ability to make discoveries in the district and grow resources here, hopefully in the short term, and see where it takes us.
Fair enough. And it's hard to know what the future is, but there's a lot of speculation about whether this was a good thing or a bad thing longer term. I can't come away from this personally seeing it being anything other than a good thing, because I'm sure there's a lot of other larger producers looking at the fact that there are these great silver assets in Canada and not in Latin America where they could also expand into. So I'm curious to see what unfolds as the future rolls along here, and if there's any other larger producers that maybe want to get into the mix here. So we will keep tabs on that. But let's do this. Let's look at some of the success that Alexco's had and in building out their targets and building out their explorations doesn't end with their property boundary. Obviously, your property is adjacent to theirs. So maybe walk us through how some of those same mineralized trends flow onto the Keno Silver project that Metallic Minerals holds.
You know, think about the Keno Silver District. The geology is the same across the entire district, which is over 35 kilometers across. Alexco had Hecla now, roughly half of the district. Metallic Minerals has the second largest land position in the district. And between the two companies, you know, we basically consolidated the entire district. And with that essentially similar geology across the district, Alexco has been working hard to find these narrow, high-grade silver, lead, zinc intercepts that run, sometimes well over 1,000 grams per ton. We've been able to see these types of structures in our property. We've got over 30 different target areas, three of which are at very advanced stages, and we're working to define or delineate resources on those stages in the near term, on those targets in the near term. But at the same time, we've been able to take our geologic expertise in these systems, apply them to areas like what we call East Keno on the eastern half of the district, and recognize new types of deposits or new styles of deposits that are essentially bulk mineable, lower grade intercepts, but much wider. So if you're talking about an example here, maybe 112 meters as one example, it runs 35 grams per ton silver equivalent. These types of numbers do equate to above cutoff grade for some, open pit silver and gold mine equivalents. And we're excited about what we can do with these zones, because there is really a lot of silver left, not only in the high grade, narrow vein, silver, lead, zinc veins that we see, but also these bulk mineable intercepts. And there's a lot of potential for us to really build resources fast, but continue to make new discoveries. And we're working on both fronts with respect to advancing those reserve delineation activities, but also focusing on continuing to develop the more grassroots or earlier stage targets for new discovery opportunities.
Well, Scott, I think that's an important distinction in that you still have those high grade narrow vein intercepts, as you mentioned, similar to the kind of mineralization Alexco was looking at. But your exploration team has done a fantastic job over the last few years of also showing those other bulk tonnage style targets, long intercepts, larger packets of mineralization that could still be quite economic in the east. So I guess let's start with the west, and just what are some of the key targets that you're most excited about in the high grade, and then we'll pivot over to the east and look at some of the other targets. But let's start in the west. Which ones have you most animated to keep following up on with the drill bit?
Well, I'll tell you, our Keno West target, our primary target in Keno West, is our Formo showing or Formo target area. And we've been basically drilling there since 2020. It is a former past producer or historic past producer. It's essentially on strike with some of the structures that have been productive, not only for exploration and discovery by Alexco at Birmingham, but also in historic production at the Hector Calumet mine, which mined over 90 million ounces of silver historically. We're just a few kilometers from there, and we're drilling down dip and along strike on some of these targets at Formo and finding upwards of 4.6 meters at 983 grams per ton silver equivalent, which are really nice numbers. We're also finding at Formo, as we've done at Keno East, more broad zones of mineralization that could be bulk mineable. For example, 22.8 meters at 219 grams per ton silver equivalent. So this structure, this Formo target, is one of our more advanced targets and one area that we're focusing on, particularly this year with follow-up drilling to work towards resource delineation.
Okay. Well, now let's pivot over to the east. And I think there's a couple of targets of interest there. Which ones are you wanting to have a closer look at and keep pushing? Which ones have you already had some good success at? Just remind investors which targets show the most promise in the east.
Yeah, so our Keno East area is really a very broad, big area with a lot of scale potential. We've focused in on a soil anomaly that is roughly 5 kilometers long by 2 kilometers wide that runs well over 6 grams per ton silver in soil on average. So it's a very significant soil anomaly. Within that anomaly, over those 5 kilometers of strike length, we've identified 3 separate areas. Our Fox target, UKHM, which stands for United Keno Hill Mines, and then our zone two targets within the Keno East area specifically. And we're advancing those, trying to understand a bit more about the geology, trying to understand and evaluate the bulk tonnage target potential, but also at the same time, focusing on resource delineation, particularly at the Fox area. But this area, the Keno East area, and we talk about these wider zones, you know, we'll have at Fox, we've got 9 holes in the Fox target that average over 45 meters wide, anywhere above 30 grams per ton up to 1,000 grams per ton in the more narrow vein intercepts there. So these are really significant areas. We look forward to advancing the Fox target at Keno East towards resource delineation, hopefully this year, maybe next year, and continuing to understand this geology and make new discoveries that might change the historic context of what the Keno Silver District represents.
And Scott, I guess we should probably mention that you have what you're dubbing a central Keno area where you have the Caribou target. Just bring us up to speed on that particular area.
Yeah, well, the Caribou target is a very interesting advanced stage target. It has over 70 pierce points in it now. It's primarily more of the traditional narrow, high-grade silver, lead, zinc veins that are traditionally seen at Belkino and other areas that Alexco has been able to advance and mine in the past. And it is prime for us to get in, continue to do our work to expand on the 70 holes that have been drilled there and move that very quickly to resource stage if we're satisfied with those results. But it also has some potential along strike length that hasn't been tested. And we're looking at a few holes that we drilled last year that indicate that potential continues and gives us a lot of open space to really test and build out a much bigger portfolio of silver ounces on our Caribou target in the coming years.
Okay. And you've mentioned on really each area that you're looking at resource delineation. So I'm sure there's a lot of investors that would like to know, you know, what is the plan? How many more meters would you be drilling in 2022 or maybe leading into next year before you encapsulate all the previous year's drilling into those maiden resource estimates?
Well, just say, you know, the project is a drill intensive project. It takes a lot of drilling to delineate these very compact, high grade blocks of mineralization. And we are working to drill this year specifically with our shareholders in mind of actually creating additional value through resource delineation. We can't say for certain that we'll move to resource stage this year, but with our focus at Formo, our focus in West Keno, and our focus at Fox and East Keno and Caribou in the central part of the Keno District, all of that will be towards resource delineation. And we're going to hope to drill about 4,000 meters this year and see where that gets us.
Well, we'll keep following along as those results come out, of course, Scott. And then is there any key news at other projects like La Plata and the Klondike Gold District, which we have talked about in prior interviews, but you want investors to hone in on for, let's say, the balance of 2022?
Well, I think the big thing is we are, you know, initiating and launching this field program that we've talked about with this resource delineation drilling. We've got crews on site right now. Drilling should be starting shortly. Otherwise, we are also launching a program at our La Plata project. We've initiated geophysical surveys that will help refine targets for us to be drilling on potentially the new copper porphyry centers of mineralization that have been untested in the past. And this geophysical survey will help refine those targets a bit, but we'll also be working on resource expansion at our La Plata project, the Allard resource that we came out with last year. That's roughly 1 billion pounds of copper equivalent. And thirdly, or lastly, our Klondike alluvial royalty gold portfolio is advancing. We're working on some new agreements to move those properties towards production with new operators in 2022. And we should have more news on that in the near future.
Well, that's a nice recap, Scott. And you got really three different projects on the go Obviously, there's a lot of focus on the Kino Silver project right now, just with this recent news with Hecla and Alexco. But people should remember, as you mentioned, you have a nearly a billion pound resource of copper at La Plata with silver and gold credits, and there's silver and gold districts, as well as the copper porphyry targets. And you've mentioned in the past, there could be as many as, I think, 12 to 16 different porphyry targets at La Plata. So lots for investors to consider when they're valuing where things are trading in the marketplace with metallic minerals and all of the upside that's still there for the company. So really happy to follow along with any of the future exploration news. For full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Metallic Minerals, so I am personally rooting for you, Scott. But thank you for coming on the show and giving us your thoughts on this recent transaction in the Keno Hill District, and wishing you and your exploration team all the success as you get those drills turning in 2022.
Thank you very much, Chad. I think it's a great time to be a Metallic Minerals shareholder, despite the market's recent activity. But, you know, we're looking forward to good times here coming up, and we'll just keep plugging away on the exploration, which I'm super excited about, and we'll see where we get.